This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, October 26th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Exclusive. Newsom responds to farm worker residency bill. Crowfoot makes a splash in the water world, and Stabenow talks farm bill plans. Newsom speaks out on farm worker residency bill. More than 2 weeks after signing a bill on farm worker residency, Governor Newsom's office has issued the administration's first comments on the legislation. Senate Bill 831 lays the groundwork for Newsom to broker a deal with the Biden administration on a permanent residency pilot program. In a statement to AgriPulse, a spokesman noted that undocumented farm workers contribute heavily to our economy and communities across the state, echoing comments from the bill's proponents. According to the office, quote, decades of congressional inaction have left us with an outdated immigration system that restricts economic growth. The administration expects SB 831 will provide, quote, an opportunity to alleviate these challenges while growing our economy, lifting up families, and protecting workers. Now, keep in mind, the bill only authorizes Newsom to enter into an agreement. The federal government has the ultimate authority over such policies. Crowfoot, we need to cut water like it's energy. California Natural Resources Secretary Wade Crowfoot ruffled some feathers with local water districts yesterday when he said the state needs to conserve water like it has with energy. Crowfoot was in a panel discussion at the Water Education Foundation's annual summit in Sacramento. He noted that the average Californian now uses about half the energy of the average American. From my perspective, we essentially need to be on that same journey with water, he said. Crowfoot was describing a proposed urban conservation regulation at the State Water Board. Known as Making Conservation a California Way of Life, the rules would mandate new conservation targets for cities and suppliers across the state. Crowfoot called the proposal a no-brainer. But dozens of local water agencies came out and forced against it in a recent board hearing. The Association of California Water Agencies called the timeline unrealistic and argued the regulation would impose a heavy cost burden on suppliers and their customers. By the way, ACWA did support the conservation recommendations from Crowfoot's Department of Water Resources. Yet the board deviated from those suggestions as well as the initial 2018 legislation, that according to ACWA. Reclamation. Lower Basin Plan should offer Colorado River reservoirs near-term protection. Arizona, California, and Nevada's plan for conserving at least 3 million acre-feet of water will be more effective at staving off the threat of two primary Colorado River reservoirs falling to, quote, critical elevations over the next 3 years than current guidelines, the Bureau of Reclamation said yesterday. The agency, in a draft supplemental environmental impact statement over options to preserve water levels in Lake Powell and Meade, said a deal made by the three lower basin states in May would more effectively protect both reservoirs through the end of 2026 than the status quo. The agency will now open up a 45-day comment period on the draft SEIS. You could read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Hamby optimistic about timeline for post-2026 Colorado River guidelines. California's Colorado River negotiator says that states and tribes are aiming to come to a consensus on post-2026 operating guidelines by March of next year. Hamby, at the Water Summit on Wednesday, said dynamics between Arizona and California, who share what he has previously called bad blood on Colorado River issues, have dramatically improved in recent months. Tribes, who have historically been left out of Colorado River talks, have also seen more inclusion in recent discussions, he added. I think I'm encouraged, at least myself individually, with the tone and trajectory, Hamby told AgriPulse, of discussions which he said are still at the very early stages of the process. Stabenow, $4 to $5 billion available for new farm bill. Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow says in an exclusive interview with AgriPulse she expects to have about $4 to $5 billion in new funding available for the next farm bill. She's been working with Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York to identify funding sources outside the bill. She doesn't say where the money's coming from, but says it will help address issues in the commodity and crop insurance titles. Stabenow of Michigan also says Congress is going to need to pass a one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill before the end of the year. House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania doesn't think the extension needs to be that long, but USDA has told Stabenow a one-year extension is necessary to ensure commodity programs can properly operate. Now, by the way, Stabenow says she welcomes the plan by new House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana to move a farm bill in the House in December. There are still significant issues that haven't been resolved in either the House or the Senate Ag Committees, however. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Ag disaster aid included in supplemental request. The White House has released a request for $56 billion in supplemental spending that includes $2.8 billion for agricultural disaster aid. The White House also wants $1 billion for the Food for Peace program to provide U.S. commodities for food aid and another $5 million for the McGovern Dole International School Feeding Program. Humanitarian needs worldwide remain at unprecedented levels due to more frequent and severe natural disasters and worsening food security. Putin's war on Ukraine is having a devastating impact on global food availability and costs, according to a White House summary. USDA expansion of climate smart practices drawing fire from enviros. Some 126 environmental and animal rights groups are criticizing USDA's decision to expand the list of practices eligible for Inflation Reduction Act funding to include animal waste storage and anaerobic digesters. The groups, which include Food and Water Watch, the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy, and the Campaign for Family Farms and the Environment, argue digesters are too expensive with costs up to $5 million each. Digesters already receive, quote, a huge share of conservation dollars, the groups say, in a letter to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. The group say digester spills can contaminate water, and they point to examples of incidents in North Carolina and Ohio. Finally, here's today's She Said It. We can make drought-tolerant landscapes the avocado toast of California. That Chelsea Haynes, ACWA Regulatory Relations Manager, and a panel at the Water Summit. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, October 26th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.